Hey, Kathy Burns is with me in the studio, and we are talking about another piece of legislation that's been moving through the Iowa legislature. And again, there may be companion bills in your state. This is a bill dealing with cottage foods. It also covers raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's trying to make it easier for people to sell stuff they raise or make at home.
Mm-hmm. Kind of an enhancement of the farm-to-table scene, but it's a mixed bag. And there are mixed reactions to the proposed bill.
You know, it would expand. I mean, maybe the most controversial component is the raw milk part of it.
I think that's the most controversial one. But there's also a lot to think about when you start to create a new event permit for farm-to-table meals, when you are thinking of allowing cottage foods to be sold in grocery stores. And one legislator pointed out that once you have it sold in a store, it's no longer technically a cottage food, which can be described in different ways.
How do we define cottage food?
Well, Merriam-Webster defines cottage industries as an industry whose labor force consists of family units or individuals working at home with their own equipment, or a small and often informally organized industry, which is very vague.
Okay.
In the Iowa Capital Dispatch article on this particular bill that made it through the funnel, Cammie Coons writes that cottage foods, or foods that are prepared in a private residence and delivered directly to consumers, are exempt from state licensing, permitting, inspection, packaging, and labeling laws under current code. So the first part of that is her definition of cottage food.
So it's when they find their way into a store or some kind of a marketplace.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a point of controversy in the bill.
So what is the rationale? What are we trying to accomplish here? What do the bill's sponsors think?
Well, according to Representative Chad Ingalls from Randalia, in the county of
Fayette
County, he said it's a way to give easier access to farmers who want to hold farm-to-table events and allow raw milk producers to sell their milk at farm stores.
What's a farm store?
Well, it didn't really define that. Currently, farmers, producers, dairy producers can sell raw milk on site at their farm. Yeah. But the hitch is whether they can have that same product for sale at their own farm store, which I guess might not always exist on the farm. I think the technicality is that once you use the word store, you automatically, and for very good reason, involve a lot of inspections and licensing and sanitation and overview. Because if you're going to sell things in stores, you should have to meet some standards.
No, I saw that one of the other bill sponsors, Shannon Latham from Sheffield up there in Franklin County,
mm-hmm.
Says that the bill is about agritourism. How is that?
That's getting to be a bigger thing, and people who want the more country farm experience, and in our urban farm here, people aren't going to get a country experience, but they'll certainly get an urban farm experience.
Get a vegetable experience.
If you think about the Wallace Farms, for instance, and people go to Wallace Farms to see how the farm works and have a meal and kind of get their hands-on experience with.
And that's out in the country, about an hour southwest of Des Moines. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with it, yeah. So I imagine there's getting enough discussion about this bill that there's groups registered on both sides of it.
Well, the main group speaking out with reservations about the group is the Iowa Environmental Health Association. That, of course, is basically the state health inspectors, the folks whose job it is to regulate what the safety levels are and what's permissible to be advertised and sold as food in Iowa. They are especially opposed to any language that allows the sale of raw milk outside of on-farm sales. And Per the CDC, unpasteurized milk can expose individuals to Salmonella, Brucella, E. coli, and Listeria. So they have some justification. That's still on the CDC site, despite, I think, the current federal administration's fondness for such things as raw milk.
What are some of the other, like Department of Ag, are they for it, against it, or what's
the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, that referred to as IDLES, they have registered as undecided, and they said the bill would appeal to producers involved with the Choose Iowa program, and that's, we've discussed that before when we've talked about the SNAP benefit kerfuffle, and those who want to host farm-to-table events. Yeah.
So you're going to keep an eye on this bill?
Oh, we definitely are. It's a because we promote a lot of urban ag for good reason, and want to see where this goes.
Thanks, Kathy.